The Green Compass.
The Green Compass. Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are.
And where we are going. At birth, you are assigned a gender identity.
But what if you don't identify with that gender?
Gender is presented as clear-cut, with only two options, female or male.
As our society evolves, it is clear that this classification cannot continue and still be all-inclusive.
This is Kaylin Chichilla,
Micaiah Foster,
and Frisol El-Shabazz.
We spoke with Dylan Flunker, the research and policy manager for the Rainbow Health Initiative, which collects data on transgender individuals.
His job made him realize that
sexual orientation and gender identity are rarely asked, and so if it's not measured, you can't really say with great clarity, like, yes, this is what's happening, these are the disparities we see.
Lack of recognition of gender identity is an ongoing challenge faced by the trans community.
This anonymous student from Pittsburgh shares his experience of wanting to be recognized as his identified gender and the difficulties he faced from faculty members.
It pretty much turned into denying my identity, my gender, and was very aggressive about it, did not hesitate to insult me, tell me I was a freak, and said, you're just doing this to get out of class. It's easy being transgender. You're faking it.
Many schools, particularly single-sex schools, are taking steps to aid the transgender experience.
Isabel Moldovan is an art teacher at the Ellis School for Girls, founded in 1916.
She explains some steps the school has taken to be an all-inclusive community.
We're looking very closely at the news and the articles that are coming out of women's colleges as they begin to make decisions about accepting students who identify as trans.
Women's colleges across the country are reevaluating their missions and policies as the country continues to become less binary.
Habitat for Humanity volunteer Caden Fratangelo earned a degree in political science and psychology from Chatham University.
He transitioned from female to male when it was an all-women's college.
Policies affected greatly. After I came out, going into my senior year, the board passed a policy that was trans-inclusive, stating that if you came in identifying as female during your time at Chatham, you transitioned to male, that you weren't going to get kicked out based on their trans status. And the policy also protected trans women. So if you came in identifying as female, no matter what, you could be admitted into the college, other criteria meeting, of course.
Although the landscape is rapidly changing,
there are many organizations that offer support and perspective, such as PERSOD,
Project Silk,
Garden of Peace Project,
The Name Change Project,
and Dreams of Hope.
It will get better when you're older.
Don't put fear in the place of acceptance and understanding.
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.